The Human Genome Project is biology's equivalent to the moon landings. It took thousands of scientists over a decade to read the entire sequence of base pairs in a human genome, transcribing our genetic code for the first time. But it had the potential to revolutionize medicine.
You wouldn't really want to have somebody working on your car to make a car repair without fundamentally knowing how the car is put together.
This is Eric Green, who worked on the Human Genome Project throughout its 13-year life and is now director of the U.S. National Human Genome Research Institute.
And yet the way we really practice medicine, you know, certainly before the Genome Project began, was by not totally understanding the human body at a blueprint level.
Today, Eric explains, it's easy to forget what a challenge this posed.
So I think from the outside looking in, there was a lot of concern. Maybe it would siphon money away from other research, and maybe it was going to be a sort of a big project that would maybe not be successful. On the inside, I can tell you there was great motivation. It was great excitement. But fundamentally, when the Genome Project started, we didn't really know how we were going to map and sequence the human genome.
In fact, not having a plan served the team well. It meant that their approaches could constantly be tweaked to take advantage of new technology. As the project continually evolved, it revealed profound new information about our blueprints.
The genome's just full of surprises and continues to be even 12 years after the Genome Project has ended. The surprise we've learned about our blueprint is that human complexity doesn't come in the genes of our genome, but rather in the choreography of how we use those genes. And a lot of that is scripted in the non-gene parts of our genome.
But biologists are not ones to rest on their laurels.
It seems that every single time we accomplish something, we immediately think of another big, audacious thing to do.
And what could be more audacious than sequencing 1,000 genomes? Although the sequencing of one human genome gave a useful reference, it couldn't tell us about the variation between different genomes. So, after completing several smaller projects, geneticists began the 1,000 Genomes Project in 2008. Both the technology and understanding needed to sequence a genome had advanced hugely since the Human Genome Project, making a 1,000 genome catalogue possible. Gil McVane of the University of Oxford has been on the steering committee for the 1,000 Genomes Project and remembers the state of the field as the project got underway.
We were at the cusp of the genome sequencing revolution. Quite a lot of work had been done to characterise common genetic variation, but we knew very little about the rarer end of the genetic spectrum. So the project was set up to try and characterise much greater spectrum of genetic variation than we had been able to do to date, and in a greater variety of individuals.
The project smashed its target, sequencing over 2,500 genomes from across 26 populations.
We've provided huge new insights into the number and types of different classes of genetic variation. I think really importantly, we've totally driven the field of genome sequencing in terms of the technology and, of course, identified a whole load of interesting bits of biology on the top of it.
One bit of biology uncovered by the project was just how local human variation can be. Certain rare variations in our genome can be unique to certain countries or even to certain villages. The publication this week of results from the third and final phase marks the end of the 1,000 Genomes Project. I asked Nature's genetics and genomics editor, Orly Bacall, how the field is feeling as their second giant project comes to a close.
You know, this really represents the end of an era of how we've done international human genomic projects. So while these projects are naturally coming to a close, I think there's a huge amount of celebration in our community right now that we have established these basic resources, and everyone has moved on to jumping into their own favorite projects. So there are just countless questions that we now want to answer about human evolution, about disease.
If the close of the 1,000 Genomes Project marks the end of an era, what research will mark the beginning of the next?
Really important next steps that I'm most enthusiastic about. First, to increase the scale of these projects to be able to reach the populations which may be most informative for for particular aspects of human diversity and may help us to understand patterns of selection, human migration, and evolution. A second area that I also am really excited by are movements to link these genome sequencing data to clinically relevant traits and to incorporate this into individual healthcare records in order to really be able to guide the course of a patient's treatment and preventative care.
Eric Green, for one, is excited to see where these next steps may lead.
I don't think 25 years ago any of us would have predicted that the pace of progress would have been as dramatic as it has been. And it also, I think, gives people like me and, you know, great confidence that, you know, if we keep up a similar rate of accomplishment over the next 25 years, it's going to be remarkable to see what happens.
That was Eric Green, and before him, Orlie Bacall and Gil McVane. For more on the legacy of the Human Genome Project, check out Eric's comment at nature.com/news. And for a look at all the achievements of the Thousand Genomes Project, head over to nature.com/1000genomes. That's 1000 genomes.